Unaffiliated voters aren't talked about a lot, but they can be the difference between winning and losing close elections. In the second of two installments of their conversations with WXXI's James Brown, they ask why should they compromise their beliefs to join a political party.
Dan Ramick of Fairport works in sales, and he's a married father of two college-age boys. He says his beliefs line up with the Republican Party, but he's opted not to join. And he's far from alone. There are more than 112,000 registered unaffiliated voters in Monroe County, and more than 2.5 million of them in the state. Ramick says talking about political labels has become toxic, and he avoids using them.
It seems like we can't even talk about them without people, you know, throwing phrases at us and pigeonholing us because of what our beliefs are.
He says the parties have to earn his vote, and he makes choices based on individual issues like taxes and education.
It's so complex. There are so many variables that go into whatever of those two choices that you take.
Ramick says political parties are teams, and for many, supporting a team is more important than what a candidate believes in. SUNY Geneseo political science professor Jeffrey Cuck agrees with Ramick, saying that affiliated voters tend not to stray far from their party, no matter who runs. He calls Ramick and other voters without parties floating voters.
They can be more influenced by the personalities of the candidates or their perceptions of the characteristics of the candidates or something like, you know, the state of the nation.
He also says that voters in New York State float in unique ways. For example, there's cross-party endorsement.
Where a candidate can appear on the line of several parties on the ballot. And so you can vote for a candidate, let's say, in either the Conservative Party line or the Republican Party line. No other state in the United States has that.
That option is Claire Hawley Zarcone's preference, largely because she's frustrated by the system and wants third parties to survive. Why aren't you a fan of the system?
Well, I mean, does anybody think it works well?
Hawley Zarcone is a graduate student who lives in Brighton. She's a married mother of two. She says she's been unaffiliated since she first registered to vote.
I mean, I'm 38, so it's been a long time. And the older I get, the more serious I feel that I'm not going to say that I'm in one of those parties. I will vote for a candidate from one of the major parties, but I am not going to kind of compromise myself by basically signing up for an entire platform that I don't agree with.
Cuck says not wanting to compromise is a common trait among no-party voters, but says the reality of the American system is that compromise is nearly inescapable.
The fact that there's only two parties really kind of simplifies things. You know, there's actually maybe some benefits about that, but it also means that you can't quite find one that you fit with 100%.
James Brown, WXXI News.